Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. There's BB Shea.
What's up?
Get out of here, bro.
What's going on?
Man, bro.
Yeah, it's good to see you.
Let me ask you this. You had an event yesterday. You said you're reviewing hot dogs now an offshoot of your podcast.
Sort of an offshoot. It's still under the name, but yeah.
You're doing glizzy.
Doing my own thing.
You're doing glizzy.
Doing glizzy reviews, yes.
All right. I like it.
Like thin glizzies?
Listen. The dogs are back in town. Yeah.
Okay. Light bulb. Light bulb. Lose 200 pounds.
Easy.
Call the podcast Thin Glizzies, like Chris Dim just said. Okay.
And harder. That's great.
Okay. So you're a very thin person reviewing hot dogs. Now, it might bump with legal.
Maybe.
Who cares? You do it.
Got to do it anyway.
Thin Glizzies. Get out there. Do it.
Yes.
I love it.
Yeah.
But you were saying.
Move over, Joe Rogan.
Okay.
I'm on the way up.
Yeah. Just what we want. Another fit person telling us what they think. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. You drop 200 pounds. Bam.
Why is that necessary?
Thin glizzies. Well, I think it has to be a very thin, fit person.
Yeah.
And you do it with your shirt off. And you're like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Got a glizzy here.
Yeah.
And then you get that, you know, whatever erotic thing.
There we go.
You're eating
people
the
like
hot
that.
Dog. People like that. It's a different kind of thing. You know, you're in great shape.
Do you rate your hot dogs on a scale?
Number scale, 1 through 10, decimal points.
Okay, now
really?
You wanted to specifically share what you did yesterday.
Yeah, so I was in Winston-Salem, and there was a food truck called Boondoggies.
Mm-hmm.
The guy went to Appalachian State, close to where we are. And
my alma mater.
He is a big fan of the show.
Aww.
Loves you guys. Told me he was like, I've been listening since 2005. I used to stream it from my dorm room. So super nice. Him and his wife were running it. Went by, got the dog. It was amazing.
You love the hot dog.
It was so good.
I like the sound of that.
It was
what set it apart?
Toasted bun. Which,
love that.
For some reason, people get on to me like nobody toasts their buns. I'm like, yeah, people do.
I like
people
that a lot. I think that's
buns.
A good.
If someone is against bun toasting, is it because of the topping?
I don't know. I just don't know if people have been to enough places to say that they've had a toasted bun.
I haven't. They're great.
Yeah, I've been to several and they toast it. You know, butter on just let it sit on the grill for a second.
Mm-hmm.
The slaw and the chili were sweet, wonderful. And then the dog had a good char on it too, so it was just perfect.
You and I don't see eye to eye on much. We see eye to eye on hot dogs
when it comes to glizzies.
I like that.
We're right there.
And do you think that Boondoggies would have gotten a fantastic review even if he had not said he was a fan of this show?
Absolutely not. No, yeah. I would. It was great regardless of them
no matter
being a fan
what
of the show.
No
yes,
matter
it
what.
Was. It was. You could not deny that dog was super good.
Even if he had said, "Oh, you're BB Shea. Yeah. I hate your show. I hate everything about it.
I'm not even going to give you a hot dog. No. I'm going to take the hot dog. I'm going to give you, and I'm going to mouth it first and put it in the bun.
I'm going to wipe my tail with this hot dog and give it to you. It still would have been that.
Good. It was so good.
The only currency in this world is truth.
That's
you
right.
Must be honest and unmerciful.
He said it.
Almost Famous 2000.
Perfect
movie. That's a great movie. That's from Almost Famous 2000. That's honest the great
and unmerciful.
The great Lester Bangs, played by Philip Seymour Hoffman, said that.
You all know
right, the, you know, syrup,
you know the movie.
Cut it with some speed. terrible diet, by the way.
You don't
recommendation.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Sunday is National Sandwich Day.
Oh, yeah. I'm celebrating.
I knew you would be.
Yeah.
How many sandwiches do you consume in a week?
Oh, several. Oh, my God.
I know the average. The average American consumes.
Yeah.
Okay. You tell me how many.
Well, Tuesday and during our meeting, they brought us sandwiches.
I remember.
Somebody brought them down to the refrigerator. I've been eating them nonstop.
Really?
I think I've eaten 12 sandwiches over the past 3 days.
Okay.
They're so half sandwiches.
You're a little over the average.
Yeah, a little over the average.
That puts you at 36.
Yeah. I'm above average, I must say. So, like on a normal week, probably 4 to 5.
6 is the average.
Okay.
So you basically have one a day every day except for 1 day of the week. The average American eats 6 sandwiches a week, roughly 315 per year is how many.
Yeah.
That's 30% of the average person's diet is a sandwich. And they are not including burgers with that. These are sandwiches with 2 pieces of bread. They're not including hot dogs either. What do you think America's favorite sandwich is that they make at home? America's favorite sandwich. This is not
BBJ.
It is not. I was surprised. That was number 7.
Mm.
7.
Peanut butter and jelly. I bet kids that's their favorite.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
As far as everybody,
I just love a classic turkey and cheese.
Turkey is number 3. Turkey sandwich was said by 30% of people as their favorite sandwich.
I was going to say ham and cheese.
That's number 4 is ham.
Okay.
Ham sandwich.
What are we missing?
The one I was surprised.
It can't be BLT.
No, that was not on there. BLT. Yeah. Although I love a BLT.
Ice cream sandwich.
No,
Please. No.
Anyway, and you think you're going to run Ben Glizzy's?
You're going to lose 200 pounds?
You're losing. Oh, yeah. You're like, yeah. Your favorite sandwich is an ice cream sandwich? No, you cannot do that.
Uncrustable.
Well, did you see the NFL players like love Uncrustables?
Yeah.
They eat those.
They buy that dozen.
Yeah. They're I read, that was an interesting article about a week ago. I read that they're required to have like orange slices in at the halftime and after the game for the players. But the players all eat these Uncrustables.
Mm-hmm. By the hundreds.
Really for kids. I mean, the Broncos led the league. It was like 700 a week they were eating.
They're not just for kids, man. I mean, I think it's a great, easy grab. They're delicious.
One of my pickle pals brings them every week.
Yeah.
And between games, he'll have one.
Do you snicker behind his back? Or do you silently think, because you cut crust off bread, why didn't I think of this?
I wish I had thought of it, of an Uncrustable. Probably not great for you. Probably a lot of additives and preservatives because they're in your freezer section.
And they were like what we like to call shelf stable.
They are shelf stable. You know that term.
Oh, yeah. I come from the industry.
He's in the grocery world.
Yeah, you're in the grocery world. Yeah. You are not shelf stable. Biggie dropped that on us yesterday. It's shelf stable. Like he knew something. Grilled cheese, the number one sandwich.
Grilled cheese.
Number
one sandwich. Makes grilled sense. Sandwich. Yeah.
Followed by chicken sandwiches, which I guess they're included. Like I go to Chick-fil-A or whatever.
Okay.
I guess.
You can't have that in there. You can't if burgers aren't on the list, and you can't have a chicken sandwich.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think that works. It was grilled cheese sandwich and chicken sandwiches.
Unless it's deli chicken, which I can't imagine.
I think that's third behind turkey and ham, don't you think?
And roast beef even.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Tuna sandwich is on the number five.
What about bologna?
Not on the list. Mm-mm. Egg sando.
I love an egg salad.
Egg salad included.
Sandwich or egg salad?
They included egg salad, but they said anything with egg.
I love a good tuna salad with some hard-boiled egg is one of my favorites.
Good God.
Oh, yeah. With mayonnaise.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I like a tuna salad sandwich.
A little mustard, a little deli mustard put
in. I know what you're talking about there.
Yeah.
I like this. You're not.
I don't let you eat any salad.
No, that's right.
He doesn't.
Chicken salad, egg salad.
Chicken salad. You don't know
tuna salad. Ugh.
What are your thoughts on pimento cheese?
Not a fan.
Really?
Not a fan of pimento cheese. Never been into it.
Get out of town. I'm surprised.
As big as you are.
Yeah, it's one of those.
It's shocking.
It's one of those things I feel like I should like, but I never got into it.
Man. 46% of people said, if I could only have sandwiches for the rest of my life, I'd be fine. Literally.
They're easy to make.
Yeah. Only have sandwiches forever. The most critical component of a good sandwich is high quality meat and good bread. That really covers everything, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much it.
I love a rye bread.
Mm-hmm. Do you really?
Oh, I love rye bread.
I don't.
Can't stand it.
I don't like
it. Oh, rye bread with a little. I like to make a rye bread with turkey, Swiss, a little coleslaw.
Really?
Yeah, classic little Russian dressing. Oh, yeah.
It's like you're German or something.
What is this?
Yeah.
I didn't know
Also, just like a turkey.
It's all of our enemies from the Cold War.
My favorite, let's see.
Well, you'll fit right in on Wednesday.
Yeah.
You'll be in good shape. Don't worry.
I'll tell you this. My favorite is just turkey, Swiss cheese, lettuce, banana pepper.
Oh, you put a banana pepper. Good
Lord. I love a banana pepper. Red onion.
Yeah.
And then mayonnaise and oil and vinegar.
Well, now I like it.
What's your bread, Biggie?
I'll do rye with that. I'll also do just a classic sub roll, you know.
Mm-hmm. You could do one of those get ready with me videos and just do your sandwich.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That'll take off on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that.
Like Thin Glizzy over
here. Yeah, Thin Glizzy. Yeah, both of you. There's offshoots among
the empire's growing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
We shrank, we grew.
I love the turkey version with the coleslaw. It's like kind of like a Reuben.
Yeah, I like a Reuben.
I love a Reuben, but this is just, they have a name for it. It's like
a Raquel, right?
Rachel. Rachel. That's it, yeah.
You know, the first time I had a Reuben, my friend Trick Morris down in Myrtle Beach, he said, get you a Reuben. Had it right there in the room.
How was it?
Great.
I'm not gay. No, it's a sandwich, you idiot, not a person.
Trick Morris said, Reuben. I said, all right.
But I'm not gay. Idiot, it's a sandwich.
We were down at the Poindexter in Myrtle Beach, and I said, okay, I'm doing it.
Leave the Bartles and James.
Okay.
Take the Reuben.
What a night.